This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, moderation in speech. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the moderation in speech in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Islamic teachings, it is said that we should not talk too much and we must have a moderate way. Even in some narrations, it has been narrated that a less speech is the sign of an intellectual. And the intellects do not talk too much when they are sitting in among the people or between the people, in people. Therefore, it is necessary that when we want to speak, we think before it. And speaking and having this moderate way in speaking will lead us to have a good personality. It makes a good personality out of a person. If a person speaks less, and he is not exaggerating in speaking, or maybe he does not speak so loudly so that everyone gets annoyed of him or her, then obviously this person is known as a moderate person. And it is necessary that when we talk, even in the speech, we have this moderate way. Now we can take this thing in two ways. Either the speech, what we are saying, should be something which is moderate, which do not hurt the people, which conveys our message. On the other hand, when someone is speaking, he speaks a lot maybe, or he speaks too loud. So in both ways, this thing can be discussed. And in both ways, Islamic teachings tells us to have control on ourselves and not to exaggerate while speaking or delivering the speech. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of moderation in speech in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that it can be taken in two ways. Either the speech that has been delivered should be in a moderate way so that the people who are the listeners who are in front of us, they know that we are not exaggerating, we are not exceeding our limits, and we are within the limits, and we do not hurt the others through our speeches. And therefore, Islam has said that according to the narration of Amir al-Mu'minin, al-aqilu man aqala lisanahu, the intellectual is the one who controls his tongue. He thinks before the speaking, he controls his tongue. He does not say anything. You know, we have some people who keeps talking, and when you say something, they answer quickly, and they do not think about the consequences of that. Therefore, it is necessary to control this tongue. And on the other hand, when talking about someone who speaks so loudly, in the Quran, it is said about the Luqman, who was a wise person, Luqman al-Hakim. He has advised his son, and the verse says that he said to his son that وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّنْ كَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ, that you need to lower down your tone of speaking. You need to have a moderate way of speaking. Why? Because it is the donkeys who speak loudly, who make noise loudly. So basically, those we need to avoid to speak so loudly so that everyone around us becomes disturbed. So therefore, it is necessary to not to disturb the others and to control ourselves while talking about the speech as well, or the tone or the way of speaking. It should be controlled, and we must have the moderate way, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.